This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
From the North Shore of Nassau,
88.1 FM,
and beyond,
WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. A John Philip Sousa march is in the on-deck circle, while our first batter is Fluffy by Himiko Kikuchi.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Alexis, the third song of the first set was I'll Take Romance from McCoy Tyner's Blue Bossa album in 1991. Brazilian trumpeter Claudio Roditi and Peruvian percussionist Rafael Santa Cruz appeared on a few tracks on Blue Bossa, but I'll Take Romance wasn't one of them. It was a trio led by McCoy on piano, Avery Sharp on acoustic bass, and Aaron Scott on drums, 2 years into a 14-year association with McCoy Tyner. I should probably tell you the song's origin. I'll Take Romance was the title song for the 1937 film I'll Take Romance, written by Ben Oakland, music, and Oscar Hammerstein, lyrics. Grace Moore performed it, singing in the role of Elsa Terry. The second song of the first set was composed in 1889, a march by John Philip Sousa called The Washington Post. Sousa composed it for the Washington Post newspaper's essay contest award ceremony in June 1889. That's where his U.S. Marine Band first performed it, with President Benjamin Harrison in attendance. The recording we heard came 105 years later in 1994 by the Band of the Grenadier Guards, a British army band, on their CD, Hands Across the Sea, Sousa Marches. I received a copy of that CD from CW Post professor Chris Doddrell during a semester when I took one of his broadcasting courses. Professor Doddrell now works for the Library of Congress, located in Washington, D.C., having donated his extensive John Philip Sousa collection to them. That includes many first editions of Sousa Marches and concert works in mint condition. Nothing for the honeymooners, though. The first song of tonight's first set was from 1987. Fluffy by pianist Himiko Kikuchi from Flying Beagle, so named for the beagle on the cover. Boogie was his name-o, Boogie the Beagle. In Himiko Kikuchi's native Japanese, Fluffy goes by the onomatopoeia Fua Fua. Comedian Gabriel Iglesias now goes by the nickname Fluffy. Kikuchi wrote and arranged Fluffy the song. She played piano and keyboards on it and sang the scat vocals. Masatsugu Matsumoto was on acoustic guitar, Keiichi Shibashi on acoustic bass, Yuichi Togashiki on drums, percussion by Yoshinori Nomi, and the flute duo of Hirofumi Kinjo and Jake H. Concepcion. Two more songs made in Japan await us in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP is underwritten by Main Street Board Game Cafe in Huntington Village. Friday nights starting at 7 here at WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The band T-Square is made in Japan, and here they are with Peacemaker.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis. Cassiopeia channeled their inner child with Inner Child, the last track on B.E., in 1998. Music and lyrics on the refrain, in English, mind you, were by Cassiopeia founding member Issei Noro, drawing some inspiration from Nights on Broadway by the Bee Gees, B with two E's and G's with two E's and an S. Isenoro's Cassiopeia bandmates on Inner Child were Minoru Mukaya on keyboards, Yoshihiro Naruse on bass, and support member Akira Jimbo back in Cassiopeia on drums. Guest musicians were percussionist Gen Ogimi and the vocal quartet RPM, made up of Americans David K. Lawson, Wanda D. P. Lawson, Elaine Ensminger, and Kenneth F. Stewart. Lots of letters in that one song. The middle song was Guitarland by Rippington's founder, Russ Freeman, the first track on Drive in 2002. Russ composed Guitarland and played guitars, including bass, I believe, keyboards, and drum programming. Fellow Rippington's member Bill Heller might have supplemented Russ on keyboards and drum programming. T-Square started the set with Peacemaker from Groove Globe in 2004, an album with only two members. Founders, that word's coming up a lot, Masahiro Ando, writer, guitars, and Takeshi Ito, iwi, electronic wind instrument. Future member Keizo Kawano was one of Peacemaker's guest musicians, playing piano and keyboards, Katsuji Morioka on bass, and past member Hiroyuki Noritake on drums. Next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, why am I going up that high? A song made in Norway.
Every Monday night at 9.
WCWP.org.
Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Crossing the border into segment 3, Borderline, by Norwegian instrumentalist Anders Enger Jensen.
Hi, this is Nelson Rangel. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my buddy, Mike Shimeri, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Soon, buddy, soon. That was Steve Oliver, another buddy of Nelson, with Desert Traveler from World Citizen in 2012. T-Square had Groove Globe, Steve Oliver had World Citizen. For his Desert Traveler composition, Steve played guitars, guitar synth, sitar, percussion, and programming. Brooke Alford was on violin, Tom Schumann on piano and keyboards, Donald Phillips on bass, and Bonnie B, B for Bonaparte, on drums. Tom and Bonnie B were members of Spyro Gyra in 2012. They are not at the moment. Before that, one guy played everything, including guitar. Anders Enger Jensen was that guy, and Borderline was his composition from Retro Grooves, Volume 3, in 2018, one of two Retro Grooves albums Anders put out in 2018. Anders drew inspiration from his 2018 summer vacation, which you can see highlights of in his Borderline music video. Keeping with the travel theme, Nelson Rangel takes us into Hour 2 with Point of Departure.
WCWP,
Brookville,
public radio that rocks,
88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and we arrived here from the last song of Hour 1, Point of Departure by Nelson Rangel, the first track on Red in 2015, released alongside Blue. Red was for saxophone, Blue for other wind instruments, and whistling. And no, McCoy Tyner did not put out a companion CD in 1991 called Red Bossa. Nelson played alto sax on Point of Departure on Red, while his co-writer Alex Nekrasov handled piano, keyboards, synth bass, and string and drum programming. Brian Monroney was on guitars, Louis Palmer on real drums, and there was a real string quartet. Ilya Spielberg and Elizabeth Shelton were each on violin, Ekaterina Dobrotvorskaya and Kelly Schanefelt each on viola. Hour 2 begins with two people playing everything. Accompanied by Chris Big Dog Davis, it's Kayla Waters with Undulation.
Mm-hmm.
Hi there, Kemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
Kemo Savvy, that's Brian Simpson with Soul Connection, the title track and first track, another of those, to his, Brian's, June 16th, 2023 CD. All but one song this hour is from 2023 releases. Three people wrote said title track, Soul Connection. Brian on piano and keyboards, Adam Hawley on guitars and keyboards, and Caleb Middleton solely on keyboards. Ray Fuller helped out on guitar, Steve Alanis played tenor sax, Alex Al on bass, Michael White on drums, and percussion by Ramon Ray Islas, alumnus of the Rippingtons and Chicago. Before Brian Simpson's Soul Connection, Pat Metheny posited that clouds can't change the sky. The last track, another of those, on Pat's solo guitar album, Dream Box, also released June 16th, 2023. Box is slang for a hollow body electric guitar, and Pat used five Dream Boxes on Dream Box. One of the two on Clouds Can't Change the Sky was a baritone guitar. The set and second hour began with The Art of Flow and Rhythmic Waves. That is the liner notes description for Undulation by Kayla Waters from Presence, presented July 7th, 23. Kayla was the sole composer of each Presence track. All programming and music production on Undulation was courtesy of Kayla Waters and Chris Big Dog Davis. There'll be more grooving and moving, to reference Cousin Brucey, next on Instrumental Invasion with
Hi
Mike
there.
Schumann.
This is the Original D Gunboats, and I host the Eclectic Radio Theater every Saturday night from 9 p.m. to midnight.
.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Schumann here at 88.1 WCWP.
The reason there's more grooving in this segment is because two of the songs have groove in the title, and ahead of them, it's the Groove Kid, 16-year-old Justin Lee Schultz with Switching Lanes.
Hi, this is guitarist Nicole Leon. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Schumann on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The preceding liner was recorded February 1st, 2021. And that liner was preceded by bassist Brian Bromberg's tribute to Nicole Leon. Nico's Groove was the title, and it's on The Magic of Moonlight, a July 28th, 2023 release. Nico was one of Nick's nicknames, as was Uncle Nick. Brian wrote, arranged, and produced Nico's Groove, playing three basses on it, including Hollow Body Piccolo, a dreamy box that sounded like Nick's guitar. Ray Fuller, heard earlier with Brian Simpson, handled rhythm guitar, Tom Zink on piano and keyboards, Tony Moore played drums, Lenny Castro with percussion, Tony Guerrero on muted trumpet and flugelhorn, and a horn section arranged by Brian Bromberg and Nathan Tonaway. That horn section was Michael Stever on trumpet, Nick Lane on trombone, and Andrew New on saxophones. Nico's Groove was preceded by Groove Factor, Skinny Hightower's Joe Sample-esque composition from Mind Over Matter, released the same day as The Magic of Moonlight, July 28th, 2023. Skinny wrote, arranged, and produced Groove Factor, and his instruments were piano, keyboards, bass, drums, and percussion, aided there by Bongo Bobby Thomas. Drums and percussion were a mix of real and programmed. Gary Honor's horns were real and included trumpet, and Rob Aitken was on guitar. By the way, Mind Over Matter, like Kayla Waters' Presence album, is grounded in spirituality. Groove Factor was preceded by Switching Lanes, plural, written, produced, arranged, and performed by the Groove Kid, Justin Lee Schultz. It's the last track on Just In the Moment, coming out September 1st, 23, 5 weeks ahead of Brian and Skinny. Justin is the moment, and the game, and the Groove Kid. Groove is spelled G-R-U-V as opposed to G-R-O-O-V-E for everything else tonight, including Peacemaker by T-Square from Groove Globe. Tangent Over, Switching Lanes featured Richard Elliott on tenor sax, Roberto Valli on bass, Gordon Campbell on drums, Paul Brown on percussion aside from producing and mixing, and Justin Lee Schultz himself on piano, keyboards, and guitar, Paul's main instrument. One Name guitarist Lamech centralized his groove to lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
Rock Elixir, because music heals.
Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Lamech's centralized groove tune is Groove Central.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on another 88.1 WCWP.
David connects the bones to close the show, but that was Lynn Roundtree with Can't Wait from The Message, the third June 16th, 2023 album of the evening after Dreambox and Soul Connection. Can't Wait was methodically written by Lynn, spelled L-I-N, trumpet, flugelhorn, and Demetrius Neighbors, piano, keyboards, programming. Roundtree, by the way, spelled without a D in it. Gary Johnson, not the politician, played guitar. Rob Skinner, child, was on bass, and Nate Wynn, W-I-N-N, on drums. Before that, Lamech on lead and rhythm guitars with Groove Central from Emergence, coming out the same day as Just in the Moment, September 1st, 2023. Groove Central featured Ryan, not Brian, Lavalette. Ryan Lavalette, responsible for everything else on Groove Central. Writer, producer, mixer, lead and backing tenor saxes, piano, keyboards, synth strings, synth bass, real bass, and drum programming. That leaves us with David Benoit and a cut from his 2022 CD, A Midnight Rendezvous. It's a cover of The Bones, a pop country crossover by Maren Morris from her 2019 sophomore offering, Girl. Because she's female. The Bones is connected compositionally to Maren, who's connected to Jimmy Robbins, who's connected to Laura Veltz. That means they all wrote it. It's wordplay, you see. The Bones reached number one on four Billboard charts, Adult Contemporary, Adult Top 40, Hot Country Songs, and Country Airplay. You see, the David Benoit cover of The Bones is led by him on piano, Rhodes piano, and Hammond B3 organ, Roberto Valli back on bass, as with Justin Lee Schultz, John J.R. Robinson is on drums, and there's percussion by Luis Conte. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as we end with David Benoit's cover of The Bones. Bye-bye.